say we go through some halachas of Hashemim. The first halachas I have to know by Hashemim is that a lot of times you feel like you're doing a person a favor. Like I said, like, I just came back from America, so like, my guy has to go to the bathroom, he says, oh, can you watch my suitcase for a minute? So, like, I feel like you're doing the guy a favor, and you feel like, you know, something happens, like I'm responsible. Just have my wife, I have a Hashemim shout out to you, give me a Hashemim. What happened? A family borrowed, what was it called? Bimbos, what's it called? What's that English over there? Like a little, what? No, we're first. Those little,
toy bikes, they're going to call them?
Bikes. Because
they borrowed a toy bike and then. They're playing in front of our building and they couldn't find it, and you know, one kid was crying, the other one was screaming, whatever. So I said, okay, we'll find it and we'll return it to the person who borrowed it from. So, okay, they left, and then my wife found it. I guess she picked it up, she put it like next to her house. And she told maybe my little daughter to bring it back, and my daughter didn't do it, because we come back this morning and it's broken. It's like in two pieces. So, what's the nice, my wife was trying to be nice, trying to do a favor, my work I have. Shem Echidam, probably negligent by not returning it. Shem Echidam, Schaim HaMashiach. And therefore, you know, if you make a couple of Shmi, say you can watch that with somebody, you have a chayas, and something happens. Responsible. Oh, okay. I mean, the sides would know best. Maybe she's chayas, but you know, she has a chiv, but she can't pay it until technically, Yasin Ra. The chayav is they don't have money to pay, that's all. But the luck is that if they do have money to pay, they have all money, then they pay to pay. So, you know, the Tully and the dynamics and whether she works, doesn't work, whether, you know, she has money in their name, and things like that. So, because Mikabel Shmira, you're going through something. I think I want to tell you the story that when you Mikabel Shmira, so Mikabel Shmira for whatever you're watching. There was like, let's say somebody's going on vacation in Florida. So he gave a key to his neighbor, said, here's a key, and hold on to the key, like, when we get back, I'll take you with us, or in case we lose it, hold on to the key. So a couple weeks later, they get knocked on the door that from a delivery service, beds, knocked on the door and said, do you have a key to your neighbor's apartment? Because we're at the lower beds. So I said, yeah, it was okay. So they went, you know, delivered the beds. And afterwards, I gave back the key. And everything seemed very good. When the neighbors got back, they came back to the apartment. And the only thing which was left in the apartment were beds. Basically, it was somebody realized they weren't there. So they pulled a trick, scam. And, you know, they'd kill the delivering beds, and they went to the house and just, like, stole everything. So now the shadow was, how much is the neighbor responsible?
Zero.
No, so the best is not. He's masking to watch the key. So if they stole the key, it wasn't masking to... What? But he didn't. He wasn't establishing around the house. He never saw him watching the house. Okay, hold on to your key. So I knocked on the door. You have a key. Is it you have a key? You have a key. Whatever. He did the wrong thing. Someone knows he's a mazik, grandma. A shmir is not chayv. He's never saw him watching your house. He said, "You guys don't watch my house and watch my key." That's one thing. You know, has the bachrim a lot of times. Right, the bachrim. The bunch of bachrim have keys. One guy loses his key, and then somebody holds and steals everything. So that bachrim is not chayv on everyone else's stuff. It's a kavash shmir. Shemuan and keys. I'm accomplishing everything, and therefore it's not going to be high. Okay, so we're going to concentrate more on the luck of the shayl. The luck is that a shayl, you borrow something, it's your chayiv and everything. You borrow, even if it gets stolen, your chayiv. As you borrow a book from somebody, and like steals everything, shayl is chayiv. How can I levy the shayl? Shayl is chayiv and lightsin. You borrow a car and lightning strikes, or you borrow a car and happens in this country and this all hits it. So the mice, Shoyl is high of a nice, and basically almost every situation. If I borrow something, then it's going to Michael. So the two cases really where Shalvi Potter will focus on those cases. Basically, it's Chayef, so it's basically only two cases. One case is like this. Let's say you borrow an umbrella, and the, you know, the umbrella's in the country, how long do they last?
Minute.
I once bought on the right over here question. I thought I had the Steve's ready, it was broken. I went back to the guy who was working at the store. It's gone. But, so the law is like this. The Gemara brings down, let's see that somebody is Misa Machas Malacha, that dies from regular usage, so then the law is that of the Inachai. Why? It's far as either. I think the law you borrowed it to use it for safe and if it's Misa Machas Malacha, you're going to be Patra. Like, someone's borrowed a ball and they're playing baseball, the guy had a home run out of the park, like really, really far, and the ball got lost. So, that'd be a case of Kurt Misa Machas Malacha, right? Thing regular normally happens. Right, you're doing the uses what it's meant for. If something happens, then it's going to be bought. Somebody borrows a love and like shake the lulav, it's split. So what's all up over there? So the answer to all these challenges basically are is that if you did regular normal usage, you bought. If you did add the normal usage, you did like too much, too hard, too much slavis. Then the body would be chayav. When you shake the glue and like bang the wall, like bang the guy in front of you, the body that's out of range of normal uses, that's considered more pshia. A shibi from regular normal uses, you're going to be chayav. Just did regular normal usage, then the body is going to be punched. That's always the trick is to figure out, was it normal or not normal? Normal. What? Well, maybe then you are Max, or maybe it's not a Luv. It's Max or plus a Luv. Why now? I can't miss out as long, huh? What do you mean? He brought the Luv, and then he passed it, right? So, that challenge would be whether if someone like that. So, my borrowers, someone wants saboteurs, right? A lot of shuls don't buy safe materials because it's too expensive. Because when you sell off a shul, basically you borrow, and then eventually, as the shul grows, and then they save materials, and you get safe materials, and that's the veil. So some of them are doing hack, going like, just like ripped in half. So, Masham is a true guy, basically, the guy did a regular, he's doing the full pack, but he wants some stereo. So, could be that's not so normal. It's not really meant for that, so then maybe it's gonna be chayav. But if you did a regular normal usage, you may put there. Well, other examples will come up. Borrowing a stroller, right, you're banging it up the steps, and the wheel falls off. It's the same thing. If you did a regular normal, then you are putter. If you did abnormal, you're going to be chayav. So,
say you borrow like a mug and you're clean. Is that considered regular usage?
You're cleaning it, what happened?
What
does that mean? You dropped it while you were cleaning it. So you gotta be regular stop shoes. In dealers it happens all the time, right? That's by renting even more. Like you're opening up a tris and it rips, so it breaks, right? You're doing regular, normal things with what it's meant for. So then we have cases. Some cases in which because of the work it died. Example, and as you hit, this means Einsen and Meisach Shalach. Einsen is something happens when you're not using it. So lightning strikes, you're chayav. There's another case which is it died because of the work. Like it just got too old and it died. The car, driving a car, and it just boiling point and it died. Or you're, like you're saying, using a little bit of split. That's because of Malacha died. Now there's a middle case. It happened during the malacha. But it's not so much the malacha caused it, it's because I was using it, it was in this place and it broke. For example, you're driving down the street and a car hits you. So Shai, this is not called machas malacha. Because if you're not driving and a car hits you, you're chayav. Okay, I'm driving and a car hit me. So on one hand, it's not machas malacha, like it died because of the malacha. If you're driving, run over a nail, what's that? That's the case, driving and hit a nail and when I was a kid, it was traumatized. 3 weeks in a row, a guy driving home from carpool, make a right turn, like, once you know, like, the street, and like, there's a, all those things with gutters sticking out. Now they don't have them anymore. 2 weeks in a row, he hit it. Like, this thing. He's like, I'm not driving home anymore. Like, it was my fault. Yeah, okay. But anyhow, so if you're driving down the street and you run over a nail, so that's Mason Harper's law. Because with the driving, you know, that's the cause of the dying. The shadow is, let's say you're driving down the street and something happened to me because I was driving, a car hit. What is that? Is that called Makas Malacha or not? So that's really Machalik gets between the Mechaber Rama. Mechaber says, well, this is Rama, that would be Makas Malacha. When Mami's on the rush, she says, that's not Makas Malacha, that's Shas Malacha. Now, the Chesha Mishpat, there's a cloud which we spoke about in the past. The when a Tushita is basically that you can't be Mechaber, if there's a Shita which is accepted Shita, you can't be Mechaber the person. Something called Kimli. Kimli is that the Klam is Mechavela Varaya, so therefore, whenever there's an accepted Shita, you can't go ahead and be Mechavela the person. So therefore, the Maisa basically say that there would be a Kimli, and the Maisa, if it happens during the Malacha, the Maisa, you're going to be proper. Oh, this is a good Shaila. Somebody borrowed a car, and he drove through East Jerusalem, and the car got a crack thrown through the window.
That's a good Shaila.
So what's that?
Shit.
You think it's like, why you went to East Jerusalem for? I mean, so it depends, basically. Right? If it's, you were not supposed to be going there, then that would be called, and the Konami, then that would be called Shia. You did a Shina, you don't know you're going to be Chayiv. If you borrow it, let's say you borrow the Shtachim, you're driving on a 443, if you're in a place where you're allowed to normally be, so then that'll be Misa B'Shas Malacha, not Machas Malacha. It's B'Shas Malacha, and therefore it's going to be Pater.
Huh?
Pshutai is the real Pater. Pshutai. Somebody borrowed a Danish Chai Kamiya. It's like this very, very expensive Kamiya. Oh, a Kamiya from the Ben Ishchai. Very, very expensive Kamiya. Like, it's about, $100,000. It's a gift to a sick person. The sick person was nifter. The hospital people came and threw it out. So he's saying, Yeshua, Yechayev. So he's trying to say it's Misa Machas Malacha. You guys doing regular normal usage. Okay, he's still using him. I mean, oh, he's saying it's ready. The usage was done already. But, oh yeah, it's called done already. Usage was whatever. I think it's not doing its usage, I mean. I guess the Torah of Mesa is Malacha. There's another Torah of, isn't it gay, Balavim Malacha is that if you lend somebody something, B'shas, when you borrow it, so then if you're working for the person when you borrow it, so then you're Pater. For example, you have, let's say, a babysitter comes to your house. So she's working for you. If you borrow from her, like, a toy, let's say she brings some toys, and you borrow something, the lach is, being that the owner is there, but it's not a shayla. So the lach is that it's balavima, and you're not going to be chayv on, you're not going to be chayv if something happens. The Rambam brings down that if we're both watching something for each other, that also considered balavima, or the case, two people, they switch cars. Why they switched cars? Because I guess one was in ISO, one was in America, so they came here, you came there, you know, they switched cars. Because one guy just like total the car. Like a Pshia, like, you know. Or anus happened, right? Anus happened to one of the cars. So the guy said, Yechayev. The guy said, what do you mean? That being that you were watching my car when I borrowed your car, so you were working for me, B'Shas, Sheva, if as well, you might need to be father. Another case for any gear. You borrow something from a rav. So the shaila is rav always considered working for you? So definitely everyone thinks that, right? but it's a famous story they say, if a guy gets a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, not sure, like, her husband's something was nifter, not sure, should she fly in for Levaya, not go to Levaya, what should she do? So, like, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke her up, Rav said, like, what does he have to say about this? She said, he's sleeping, I didn't tell him about it, I didn't wake him up. But anyhow, I'll complain him. We haven't had stories in any event. But, so Aruch HaShachataka says that it depends. If the Rav doesn't have hours, you can have whatever you want, send a chem. He's always working for you. When you borrow something from a Rav, you always need to be bother. If the Rav has set hours, so then only during those hours, borrow something during those hours, he's working for you. He's not working. If he's not doing those hours, then in a chem, you'd be chayef. I think this matters what Katsias is. I think most of them, they have hours, but it's not really true, right? What is it?
So Rosh Hashiva,
the Gemara says, like, it depends who can switch Masechtas. If the Tamidim decide what Masechtas to learn, then the Rebbe is working for them. If the Rebbe decides what Masechtas to learn, then Kilo Tamidim, you're sure to hear their share. If they don't get to decide, then no one can really decide, right? Then it wouldn't be, and I consider the Meshuvah, take each other. Yeah, another case where we say that there's a p'tur is that the Gemara brings a Joshua, Avadim, Shtaris, and Karka, he says Amir. But there's no Shmira on a Shtar, Karka. That's the famous Meisah of Kanievsky. Somebody paid him for a safe and then he lost a check. So he said he wanted another check. He said, well, you could do anything. So they lost it. So he said, why should I give another one? He goes, well, it's just a Shemra, and a Shemra and Shtaris is Pater. Definitely, you want to get another check. So when did the Bezim of Sukhalats? Meisah, they said, he's not high. Even though there's no shmir on shtaris, but when you pay somebody with a shtar, to get to the hockey, that, you know, that's the tashlum, and you're going to be part of it. But kids, if somebody's a shamer on a shtar or something, or shamer on a karka, you're not going to be part of it. You're not going to be hired. If you borrow somebody's apartment, something happens to the karka, to the structure, that's over there, you're not going to be hired. Because, you know, this karka is something which is going to be part of it, and if in that situation, one is not going to be hired. Yeah, even Peshia by Karakas Pater, besides the Rambam. Come out of all these things, including the Yafa Shur, perhaps 7,000. Shur by Karakas, Nidim, Amaisa, Moshe, is all Amaisa, and Peshia. When you borrow Karakas, the problem is also Metalplin. So, as Metalplin, let's say you borrow an apartment and there's a fire or something for Peshia. So, Ando, maybe the wall is going to be Pater, but Metalplin, occur, that's. If there's a Kabbalah Shmira on that, then you're like, oh, here's a quick Chazar. But kids, the first thing you have to know when it comes to Shmira, you are responsible. You take responsibility. Something happens, and you have your guy's attention, it's you and me. You are chayev to pay. Shell's chayev and everything. Einstein, you know, lightning strikes, or it's parked and a car hits it. Going to be chayev, you borrow something from a book from a roommate, and somebody steals it or something, no matter what, you are responsible. One is the case of Mipater, so we spoke basically three cases. There's Balavimai, if you're working for the person in Peshas, you borrow it. That's where it says you want to be smart in Mipater, get the guy to work for you and then borrow things from him. That's the case of Mipater. Or make some Asmalacha. The Kliyala makes some Asmalacha is whenever you have regular normal usage. Because of that, it broke, you're Pater. You borrow a stereo system, plug it in, and a blue. So it's regular normal usage, and you're going to be Pater. The case of the umbrella, the case of the loop. Now you do regular normal uses, you putter. If it's abnormal uses, you do something which is a little more wild, you did a shinai, then if you have that one, it's going to be chayiv. And one last case to spoke out that karka, star, those cases also a case where there's a mir that there's not going to be any shmir, nobody is going to be putter.